Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Welcome to Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams. I wanted to focus a little bit this time on a popular and common theme that seems to be a decided Republican talking point going into 2012. We've heard it on the floor of the House from John Cornyn. We've heard it from Senator Orrin Hatch many times. And it goes like this. It goes, 51% of Americans pay no taxes. Gasp. But it's a myth. This is something Republicans love to throw this stuff out there because it gets people who know they pay taxes very riled up. And they, of course, blame this all on the tax and spend liberals, even though Barack Obama has spent just a fraction of what the Republican Party has spent every time they've had the White House. The 51% figure, let's talk about that a little bit. Is it true? No. The 51% figure, it's an anomaly that reflects circumstances specific to 2009 when the recession was swelling the number of Americans with low incomes. The figure covers federal income tax only. It completely ignores large sums of other federal taxes that these people pay, mostly households. And the percentage, of course, would be even lower than 51 as far as those not paying income tax if excise taxes, such as gasoline, were taken into account, especially here in Utah. Most of the people who pay no federal income tax or no payroll tax are low-income people, elderly, people with disabilities and such. People who do pay payroll taxes, of course, business owners. And so GOP wants to separate those two. Low-income households as a whole pay federal taxes. When federal, state, and local taxes are taken into account, the bottom fifth of households, this is according to addictinginfo.org, a tax analysis organization. Well, a statistical analysis organization, not just taxes. They say that when federal, state, and local taxes are taken into account, the bottom fifth of households paid 16.3% of their incomes in taxes on average in 2010. The second poorest fifth paid 20.7%. The federal tax system is progressive overall, but state and local tax systems are regressive, especially here in Utah, and undo a significant share of that progressive taxation of the federal level is recanted here in Utah by our own tax system, what the Republicans here like to call a flat tax. So basically what you can see is the 51% number thrown out there by Senator Orrin Hatch and others is little more than a campaign talking point. It's not only dishonest, it's not only a myth, it's batshit crazy. And I'm Jason Williams.